Well, roads, rail and air travel have all been affected this week as ongoing industrial action continues to disrupt travel in France. Ports, including the cross-channel ferry port, may also be affected. You have to be very, very careful if you're thinking of going to France, or indeed if you are in France at the moment. There are wildcat strikes which are causing substantial and unpredictable disruption across the country. There have been blockades, so you have to be very, very careful. Two further days of industrial action have been announced to take place on the 28th of October and 6th of November. French petrol stations are currently experiencing serious fuel shortages. Drivers should ensure they have sufficient fuel to complete their journey or consider making alternative travel arrangements. Before travelling, you should monitor local news reports and stay in touch with your tour operator. You should also monitor the Eurostar website for rail travel and the NSCF website for rail and intercity. So some websites there for you. You can check out france24.com. They have information there on the fuel shortage. The Eurostar website is eurostar.com. The SNCF website, nice and easy, it's sncf.com. And also the European Air Traffic Control. They are announcing regular reports on their Twitter page. It's twitter.com/eurocontrol. There's also more information on flights by going to the Paris Airport website. It's aeroports de paris.fr. It's a French site. They will probably have an English bit, but just check that out. We've not been to any of those websites I've just mentioned you. They're all external. But check them out. We're not responsible for what's on them, but have a look. All those links can be found on the Foreign and Commonwealth Office website.